Thank you for joining us live from Washington. I'm Chris Gande. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 12080 and 15775 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. Some communal farmers say they are losing livestock in areas where more than 100 elephants were recently poisoned with cyanide by poachers looking for elephant tusks sold in lucrative markets in the Far East.
Cyanide, as far as I understand, it doesn't take a minute. You are gone, you are dead. So what we need to do is to engage with the government. And I know there's the Minister of Environment. He went down to Cholocho and he probably understands what we are talking about.
MDCT Secretary General and former Finance Minister Tendai Biti says he's not preparing to take over the leadership of the party as Morgan Tsvangirai remains the legitimately elected president.
Those things are not new. We read about them in newspapers. They were there in the 2011 Congress, but we went to the Congress and Tsvangirai was not challenged. So they will always be there because people are bent on dividing the people.
ZANU-PF starts conducting primaries nationwide as the party rebrands following an overwhelming victory in the July elections, which the MDC parties claim were rigged.
Yeah, as a province, we are ready and we have submitted all the requirements that were needed by the head office and submitted to Harare.
And soccer analysts say the Zimbabwe Premier Soccer League Championship is still wide open. Stay tuned for more details. MDCT Secretary General and former Finance Minister Tendai Biti says he's not preparing to take over the leadership of the party as Morgan Tsvangirai remains the legitimately elected president of the labor-based movement. In an exclusive interview with Studio 7, Biti refutes allegations that he wants to topple Tsvangirai in order to revive the party, which lost dismally to President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party in the July 31st elections. The party claims that the elections were rigged by ZANU-PF in conjunction with an Israeli company named Nikuv International. Biti tells Studio 7 that choosing a leader lies with the party congress expected to be held in 2016.
This is a people's project. Zimbabweans look to the MDC for change and delivery because we want change, real change. We are tired for being oppressed, for being repressed, for living in a country that is not free, for living in a country that has no jobs, for living in a country that does not allow people to pursue happiness. And if every Democrat is true to himself, then the MDC is still that home, that decisive home that we can use and that people of Zimbabwe will use to attain democratic change here in Zimbabwe. But of course, there are some who have been working for the destruction of our party since the day it was formed. So there's no question that they are agents working for the destruction of our party. That is not new. That was there in 1999. It was there in 2005. It was there in 2006. It is there now. But if you look at the history of our party, we've always survived. These body blows, we've always survived. And we'll survive again this time. In fact, in my opinion, the West is over because the West period was just after the election when there was finger pointing and so forth. But people have understood that the election was rigged and there is no point in cutting each other's throats. So we are moving forward as a united party. We're moving forward as one family with one leader, Morgan Tsvangirai.
There's talk that you, as Mr. Biti, are leading a faction aimed at replacing Mr. Tsvangirai. What's your comment or reaction?
Those things are not new, Comrade Juncker. We read about them in newspapers. They were there in the 2011 Congress, but we went to the Congress and Tsvangirai was not challenged. So they will always be there because people are bent on dividing the people. People are bent on misleading the people. You have never heard or seen that same Tendai Biti right to speak to anyone, you know, about factions and the need to divide the party. I'm a student of history, and I know that, you know, it's very important to have cohesive leadership. And that's what we have maintained, and we'll maintain come hell, come high water, because we have to cross this ship into Canaan. It's important that we understand the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is not individuals in the struggle. The bigger picture is to get to where we want to go, which is a new democratic Zimbabwe.
Come Congress and Mr. Biti is elected to lead the party, are you ready to take over?
look, again, it's a conspiratory mindset. The big picture, as I said, is achieving democratic change. The big picture is to remain united and cohesive. So what we need to do is to focus on making Zimbabwe strong, the party strong, so that we can achieve this democratic change. As a student of history and as a Christian, ambition can be very dangerous because it's divine forces, it's God who put people where they are. So this business of trying to anticipate and have conspiracy theories is both ahistorical. And I'm a very astute student of history, and I don't sound like a fool at all. But of course, you, the media, you have to write about these things. You have to speak about these things because it's conspiracy that sells newspapers. But we also appreciate that there are the forces pushing for nefarious agendas because the whole point is to weaken the MDC.
That was MDCT Secretary General Tendai Biti speaking with Studio 7. Some MDCT members have openly called for leadership renewal following the party's heavy defeat in the July general elections.